Now, the rest of the story. The war was over when Dick was drafted anyway. Following World War II, there remained a need for soldiers to comprise the occupation forces in Germany, so there was Dick down at the induction center in Albany, New York, waiting to take his physical. There were forms to fill out, booths to visit, a different booth for each medical specialty, and finally Dick arrived at booth 13, the psychiatrist. Well, Dick is still in his undershorts. He sat down. "Hello, Dick," the psychiatrist said cheerfully, and Dick said hello. There were three impersonal icebreaker questions, all during which the psychiatrist smiled broadly, and then suddenly he said, "Do you think people talk about you?" His tone was at once low and serious. Dick said, "Sure, his mother always talked about him to her friends." Clearly, the psychiatrist had ignored Dick's explanation. Instead, he checked off a brief affirmative, and then, in the same dark tone of voice, he said, "Do you think people stare at you?" Well, Dick was ready to answer no when the psychiatrist added a for instance. Did Dick think any of the boys waiting on the benches were staring at him right now? And since there wasn't much else to stare at, Dick said yes. He thought probably there were. And again, the psychiatrist made a note. And the next question was, "Do you ever hear voices in your head?" Well, Dick could recall twice in his life when he thought he had, right before going to sleep, so he answered yes. "Do you talk to yourself?" asked the psychiatrist, and Dick admitted that sometimes he did when he was shaving or thinking hard about something. The psychiatrist observed that according to the ID form, young Dick had been married, but that his wife was deceased. "Did Dick ever talk to her? That is, since she was dead," he asked. Well, that question really annoyed Dick. "Yes," he said. "Yes, once in a while, when he was alone and thinking about her, he might talk to her." And then the psychiatrist asked if Dick had any relatives in a mental institution. He said, "Yes, one aunt, but what business was that of his anyway?" Now Dick is angry. He began arguing with the psychiatrist. The psychiatrist argued back. Dick was ushered to another desk to speak with another psychiatrist. Another argument ensued, more heated than the one before. Well, after the smoke had cleared, Dick was presented with a fistful of papers inscribed with things like, "Thinks people talk about him," "Thinks people stare at him," "Auditory hypnagogic hallucinations," "Talks to self," "Talks to deceased wife," "Maternal aunt in mental institution," and, quote, "very peculiar stare," end quote. The diagnosis? Mentally deficient. How could the Army psychiatrists have known that Dick, whom they had adjudged mentally deficient, one day would win a Nobel Prize in physics? That's right. For while Dick was attending Princeton, he joined the Manhattan Project, and thereafter, in April of 1943, he went to work at Los Alamos. What I'm saying is that had the Army shrinks gotten to young Dr. Richard Feynman a little earlier, they'd surely have declared him too unstable to make his most invaluable contribution to the development of the atom bomb. And now you know the rest of the story.